Christian history is replete with those who, having once confessed Jesus as Lord, turned their backs on him. God's word highlights men such as Judas and Demas. Of late, we've seen men who held prominent positions in the evangelical church, a preacher here, an author there, a musician over there, publicly announce that they no longer believe in Jesus. It can be very discouraging. We find ourselves questioning, will I be next? What about heresy? It seems to be attacking the once faithful church with greater ferocity than ever before. Is there any hope? What am I to make of it all? Well, I trust that you will once again be encouraged by the answer to today's question. Welcome to episode 175. I'm Dave Holt. Thank you for being with me again. Now, if you're someone who has discovered the value of audiobooks, may I invite you to check out the newly released audiobook edition of Charles Spurgeon's The Saint and His Savior. In it, Spurgeon takes us through the whole process of the work of the Spirit in a believer's life from his first experience of Jesus through the often tumultuous process of conversion to the deepening knowledge of the presence of the Savior with his people. It's captivating, it's challenging. You'll see how sin affects your relationship to Christ and how you can cultivate a real and deep friendship with him. So if that's something which interests you, if that's something which draws you, head on over to Amazon.com, Audible.com, or to iTunes to secure your copy. That's Charles Spurgeon's The Saint and His Savior. Now, Reverend Spurgeon, there have been those who once identified as believers in Jesus who have now renounced their faith. Heresy has entered the church. What am I to make of it all? My friend, armies in the time of war diminish by reason of stragglers, some of whom desert and others of whom are overcome by fatigue. But the army of God is gathered up. None desert from it if they be real soldiers of the cross, and none drop down upon the road. The God of Israel gathers them up. He who goes before them like a shepherd before the flock, providing pasture for them, comes behind, that he may gather the lambs in his arms, that he may gently lead those that are with young. The God of Israel is your rearward. Now the Church of Christ has been frequently attacked in the rear. It often happens that the enemy, tired of opposing the onward march by open persecution, attempts to malign the church concerning something that has either been taught or revealed or done in past ages. Now, the God of Israel is our rearward. I am never at trouble about the attacks of infidels or heretics, however vigorously they may assault the doctrines of the gospel. I will leave them alone. I have no answer for their logic. If they look to be resisted by mere reason, they look in vain. I have the simple answer of an affirmation grounded upon the fact that God has said it. It is the only warfare I will enter into with them. If they must attack the rear, let them fight with Jehovah himself. If the doctrines of the gospel be as base as they say they are, let them cast discredit upon God, who revealed the doctrines. Let them settle a question between God's supreme wisdom and their own pitiful pretensions to knowledge. It is not for Christian men to fear about the rear of the church. The doctrines of the gospel, which are like the heavy baggage carried in the rear, or like the great guns kept behind against the time when they are wanted in the hour of battle, are quite safe. The Amalekites may fall upon the stuff, or the Philistines may attack the ammunition. All is safe, for God is in the rearward, and let them but appear against our rear, and they shall instantly be put to the rout. But I am thinking that perhaps the later trials of the church may represent the rearward. There are to come, perhaps to the church, in days that are approaching, fiercer persecutions than she has ever known. We cannot tell. We are no pretenders to prophecy, but we know that it always has been so with the church, a time of prosperity and then a period of persecution. I know not what is meant by the Battle of Armageddon, but sometimes I fear we are to expect trial and trouble in years to come. but certain I am, however fierce those troubles shall be, that God who has gone before his church in olden times will gather up the rear, and she who has been Ecclesia Victrix, the church, the conqueror, will still be the same, and her rear shall constitute at last a part of the church triumphant, even as already glorified. Can you now conceive the last great day when Jehovah, the rearward, shall gather up his people? The time is come. The last of the salt is about to be removed. The church of God is now about to be carried up to dwell with her husband. Do you see the church moving upwards towards heaven? Behind her, she leaves a world in flames. She sees the earth destroyed. God removes it as a shepherd's tent. The inhabitants thereof are gone, and the tent must be folded up. As a vesture shall they be folded up, and they shall be changed. But between the church and the blazing world, between the church and the terrible destruction of hell, there is the bright pillar of God's presence, black to his enemies behind, but bright to his church in front. The close of the great dispensation of the Mediator shall be that the God of Israel shall be all in all. His church shall be completely safe. He shall have gathered up all things in one, whether they be things in heaven or things on earth. The Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rearward. Isaiah 52, verse 12. That answer, such an encouraging answer to all those concerns that you may have. To the question, those who once identified as believers in Jesus have renounced their faith, heresy has entered the church, what am I to make of it all? Was provided during a Sunday morning sermon preached on the 26th of December, 1858, titled The Vanguard and Rearward of the Church. Do feel free to contact me. You just need to email Dave, that's D-A-V-E, at askspurgeon.com. I do look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, the Lord bless and keep you.